One of the candles burned out in a small puff of smoke, and the children sank down lower in their chairs. You probably know of a plant called the Venus flytrap, which grows in the tropics. The top of the plant is shaped like an open mouth, with tooth-like spines around the edges. When a fly, attracted by the smell of the flower, lands on the Venus flytrap, the mouth of the plant begins to close, trapping the fly. The terrified fly buzzes around the closed mouth of the plant, but there is nothing it can do, and the plant slowly, slowly dissolves the fly into nothing. As the darkness of the house closed in around them, the Baudelaire youngsters felt like the fly in this situation. It was as if the disastrous fire that took the lives of their parents had been the beginning of a trap, and they hadn't even known it. They buzzed from place to place, Count Olaf's house in the city, Uncle Monty's home in the country, and now Aunt Josephine's house overlooking the lake. But their own misfortune always closed around them, tighter and tighter, and it seemed to the three siblings that before too long they would dissolve away to nothing. "We could rip up the note," Klaus said finally. "Then Mr. Poe wouldn't know about Aunt Josephine's wishes, and we wouldn't end up with Captain Sham." "But I already told Mr. Poe that Aunt Josephine left a note," Violet said. "Well, we could do a forgery," Klaus said, using a word which here means, "write something yourself and pretend somebody else wrote it." "We'll write everything she wrote, but we'll leave out the part about Captain Sham."
"Aha!" Sunny shrieked.
This word was a favorite of Sunny's, and unlike most of her words, it needed no translation. What Sunny meant was, "Aha!" an expression of discovery.
"Of course," Violet cried. "That's what Captain Sham did. He wrote this letter, not Aunt Josephine."
Behind his glasses, Klaus's eyes lit up.
"That explains it's."
"That explains imbearable," Violet said.